Listening Library presents One Came Home by Amy Timberlake. Read for you by Tara Sands. Chapter 1. So, it comes to this. I remember thinking on Wednesday, June 7th, 1871. The date sticks in my mind because it was the day of my sister's first funeral. And I knew it wasn't her last, which is why I left. That's the long and short of it. But surely, you'd rather hear the long than the short. At the moment of the above thought, I stood wedged between Ma and Grandfather Bolt. Ma seemed a statue in black, except for the movement of her thumb and forefinger over a scrap of blue-green fabric. Grandfather Bolt sighed, adjusting his hands on the hat he held in front of his belly. Seeing the Reverend on the other side of that 6-foot hole reminded me that I was sister of the deceased, a fancy title for someone who stands quietly, holds her tongue, and maintains a mournful attitude. But I could barely stay still. I was not in this situation by choice, and wore a borrowed black dress to boot. The collar clamped to my neck, and the tension of the muslin between my shoulder blades suggested that if I let my arms fall to my sides, the dress would rip somewhere in the proximity of my armpits. So, there I was, sticking a finger down my collar, holding my arms out from my sides, and the meaner part of me thinking about walking out. Surely, enough is enough. But Grandfather Bolt saved me from strangulation. He unbuttoned the